Hi, Tuttles.
You are gross. How dare
this
you do
so
that to
gross.
Me before the show starts?
It's so nasty.
That was nasty. And then you're, I knew you were laughing. I knew you were sitting there laughing.
Good oh, week. Hi, Moon Child. Hi, Truck Cat. Meow, meow. Hi, Eric. Meow, meow, meow.
Greetings, hey. Everybody. Now I got a lump in my throat.
It's a bugger. You're like that little kid. You're eating your boogers.
Don't even talk to me about those. Those are so
oh, goodness.
That was not right to do that with 1 minute to go before the show.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with the grossest of the mostest, Dina Joe and Eric. We're coming to you live from across the United States, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia area to Vancouver, Washington, with a little stop in the Boogerville, Colorado.
No, I didn't have boogers. You did. You're Boogerville. You're the ones full of boogers. He sent me a message, Eric, and he told me he had a bunch of boogers. And so I sent him a couple memes with little kids and boogers. But you
nasty,
know how kids can
gross
be with boogers.
We're off to a great start. Off to a great start. Laughing already, and the show has just barely started. That's what it's all about.
Did you get the mucus out of your nose?
Good to see everybody. You stop. Jeez.
Well, I just want to make sure you're prepared for the show. It's early. Get it all taken care of. Get those mucus out of your nose. Clear your throat. And then you'll be ready. Yes, he is the booger master. Monster. Booger monster. Master. This booger monster master.
Booger
this
master.
Morning.
I got a booger master for you. Yeah. Just like, I don't know. There just must have been something in the air. I got the window open. You know, must be some kind of fall pollen flying around or something.
Well, the weather's changing, too. It's
sneezing
colder
and blowing my nose, yeah. And I made the mistake of telling Dina Joe I had boogers, and there you go. It took off from there. You're lucky I wasn't drinking some coffee when those things popped through.
Yeah. Especially the last one. I didn't expect that to happen, and I had to push send so fast and turn mine off because I couldn't keep looking at that. It was so gross.
Yeah, if you don't know, about a half hour, 45 hour, sometimes between an hour and a half hour before the show, Dina Joe and I are we're messing around with each other on Messenger. We're trying to send things to each other, make them laugh, and talking about the show, what's coming up, you know. So we try not to catch each other off guard, and we're already laughing and giggling by the time the show starts.
Yeah.
Or grossing out, one of the two. Jeez, man. Hey, well, goodbye, August.
I know.
Get out of here. You're out of here, August. This is the last day of August. Kicking him out of town. Man, where has this year gone? And it seems like I just said that last week. I mean, it's like at the end of, June? Man, it's just like, bam, months are just clicking off fast.
Every month. I mean, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I know. Wow. So we're going in, tomorrow's the first day of September, going into September. And what I'm excited about is the holidays coming up, man. Yeah. And
know,
we kick it off with, fall, coming into fall, and then we bust into October and Halloween. I hear you, Tron Cat. Halloween.
Oh, man.
You know, we don't really do anything. We don't really do anything exciting in that for Halloween, but it's just something about Halloween.
Prescott Bob.
I did it. It took a little bit of work, but
yeah,
it got it.
I know. I kept thinking, it's not Prescott.
Yeah.
Now I can't even say the wrong way.
Good. You don't need to say it the wrong way. They're Prescott Bob. Yeah. Yeah. It just rolls off your tongue better. Prescott Bob. Yeah. Prescott Bob, 73. Mm-hmm. What's the 73 there, Bob? What's the 73? Is it the year you graduated from high school?
Hi, Jess.
For the year you were born.
It is.
No, not Cross State. No, Prescott.
No, yes, he which said one? I said both. The year he graduated.
The year you graduated?
Hey, Jose. Welcome.
Excuse me. I'm choking here.
High school.
High school, 73. See? There you go, buddy. Did you graduate from Prescott High, 73?
IQ Bella.
God, I'm choking to death here.
Mocos.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm just curious where you graduated. Oh, in California. I see. Okay.
California. That's where I graduated. Mm-hmm. West Covina, California.
What year did you graduate, Dina Jo?
83.
83. Mm-hmm. Eric, what year did you graduate from high school?
03.
03?
Yes.
Oh. Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Victorville, California. Okay.
All right. All right.
Well, okay. You old man.
Huh? What?
When did you graduate?
71, baby. 71. Oh. 71, Cholla High School, Tucson, Arizona. You know, it's funny as I have a grandniece. She's in the Air Force now. Hi, Eminem. I don't know if she listens to the show or not, but I call her Eminem. Her name's Malexa. Malexa Merck, so I call her Eminem.
Aw.
Anyway, she's in the Air Force now, and she graduated from the same high school as I did in 2017. So her number, you know, her is 17 minus 71, and we were both in the band, and my son is a sophomore at Cholla. Yeah, go Chargers, go Chargers. Yeah.
That's how Aaron and Lewis are. They went to the same high school.
Awesome. That's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just fun stuff right
when
there.
When we moved, he went to the high school, and then I met Lewis, and he's like, that's the high school I went to.
Awesome sauce.
Youngster.
Yeah, well, let's see. You can see Lewis's the house he grew up in from your backyard, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You can throw a rock and hit the house he grew up in. That's funny.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. He's a Colorado, born raised Colorado. Born and raised.
Hi, Tammy.
Good to see Tammy. There's Tammy. Yeah. We're talking about when we graduated from high school, and Tammy's just she's just breaking into the high school years.
Yeah.
At 13, I think. 13, going into boarding school. Exciting stuff going on in that little girl's life right there. And yeah. I can't even say she's a little girl anymore. I mean, she's a young woman. She's growing up into a beautiful young woman.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her. Especially when you talk to her, you can understand what we're saying.
Yeah.
So it sounds a bit
conversation
older.
With Tammy, you might as well be talking to like someone in their 20s. Exactly. Yeah. very smart. Very, very nice. Very nice young lady. Anyway, she showed where did I see that picture? She posted a more current picture with her and her mom. And I tell you what, her mom's good looking too. I like them Indian women. They're good-looking women. But her mom, smart. Her mom's doing a good job raising her kid. I tell you what. We're so proud of you, Tammy. Can't wait to find out what's going on when she goes into that boarding school and the stuff she's doing there. Because she just she likes keeping us posted. Hey, Ralph William. Good to see you, Ralph. Thanks, buddy.
Hi, Ralph.
Good to see you. Yeah, I was talking to this. I told you that the service contacted me about doing some editing and post production work, and I thought, really? Come on, really? Let's see. So I looked them up. Kraken Media, Kraken Media, Kraken Media. I am great, Tammy. I'm great. And anyway, so I looked them up, and they got the guy that runs it is Andrew James Roberts, and he's a voiceover. He's a voiceover artist, and he does audio book production. He'll read books and does books.
Hi, DeGray.
Does audio book editing and voiceover work and podcast editing. So yeah, we've been contacting. I mean, talking back and forth in emails. So I've offered, I've extended a hand to him and said, hey, if you you want to come on the show and promote your business, by all means do so. Because he knows that, I think I shared with him, we got a bunch of young podcasters in the in our following. And he said that, you know, he'd be willing to answer questions about sound and how to work sound working and all that kind of stuff. Oh. And I haven't dove into that myself because, you know, I struggle with sound and I haven't dove into that myself, but well, hopefully we'll see. We'll see if he drops in and we'll give Andy a little bit of space and let him talk about how you get your sound going, how to get your sound the best sound quality you can through your podcast and all that kind of stuff. Sounds like a very smart young guy. And his business is in England. England. Yeah.
Nice.
So nice. Yeah. So it's good to see everybody. Thanks everybody for popping in. Man. So is there anything anything unique about August 31st, Dina Jo, that you're aware of? Any holidays or anything like that?
There is so many holidays.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No, I swear there's seven of them today.
This is the day that they pound them all on and they don't spread them out through the year. Spread them out through the year, people. Don't put them all on August 31st.
Well, let's see. It's National Trail Mix Day. Trails mix makes us happy throughout the day.
Grammy has found this trail mix at Winco. Yes, here. It's in the bulk. She buys it in the bulk. And I'll tell you what, it is some good stuff. I generally stay away from that stuff. But this is good. It's got little pretzels and crackers. And oh, man, it's just good. Good stuff. Trail mix. Yeah.
Yes. And then the second one is Eat Outside Day. Probably because pretty soon it's going to be too cold to eat outside day.
So eat outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you know, get your last bit of grilling in because, the time's coming to an end.
Oh, unless you're I grill when it's snowing. I am not one of those sissy lalas. I'm out there all the time.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And the grill doesn't matter. Sure. The grill doesn't care what the temperature is. You can still grill. And speaking of grilling, I grilled some ribs over the weekend. Grammy wanted some ribs. And I said, you season them up, I'll grill them for you. And I was a little hesitant because I had such a disaster with that tomahawk steak that I grilled.
Yeah.
You know,
well, because you didn't defrost it. That was the big thing. Yeah.
Okay, Tammy, good. We'll see you. Talk to you later. Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Tammy.
Say hi to your mom for us.
Have a good day.
So I'm going, okay, well, let me try to do these ribs. So what I did was she seasoned them up a day before, and then I pulled them. And then the day I was going to grill them, I pulled them out of the refrigerator. I set them out to let them get room to temperature, set them outside to get warmed up. And then I grilled them, and I was all nervous and everything. But I tell you what, I killed it. I killed it on them ribs. They were fall off the bones tender. Mm-mm-mm. So the old man is back. The old man is back on the grilling. All right.
Oh,
I redeemed myself.
We're so glad. Well, okay, it is also love it's we're supposed to love our lawyers today. So that's a day.
Love your lawyers.
And we're also supposed to love our matchmakers too. So let's do that. Love our matchmakers.
What does that mean? You mean the people that put us to
You know, there's people that you can, if you have a lot of money, and then you go to them and you tell them, this is what I want. And then they have a whole client list of people and they say, ooh, Rolodex, number 31. She looks like she might face the old man. And then she puts you together and you go out on a date and see if it works.
Ralph says a pimp. Ralph says
a pimp. Kind of.
Yes.
A legalized one. A matchmaker. There you go.
Hey, Ralph, now what an excellent name for a pimp. You know, you say, hey, are you a pimp? I'm not a pimp. I am a matchmaker. I'm a professional matchmaker. That's great stuff right there.
Yep. And then World Distant Learning Day, a day to embrace the learning that takes place outside the physical classroom. Okay, hasn't that just been going on for the last year and a half?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And on a serious note, International Overdose Awareness Day. So that is serious. Yeah. So we should pay attention to that. and look at the issues. Preventing solutions is International Overdose Awareness Day. Yeah.
Welcome, Bob Remu.
Hi, Bob Remu.
Be aware of your medications and that.
Yeah, especially symptoms. If you take medications. I take medications. We had somebody in our family in the past that when they visited, you know, I needed to make sure certain things were put away. You know, sure. You have to make sure you know what you have to be responsible for those things. So yeah, sometimes people have problems and we need to help them. So
two things you need to lock up when people come to visit you that you're not really don't really know them very well. You need to lock up two things. You need to lock up all your meds and your guns.
Yeah.
And you know the one thing, Dina Jo, that I'm really impressed with what you do is you actually keep a diary, don't you? A pain diary.
Yes. Yeah. I've had since 2010. I kind of needed to when I first came out of having the back surgery. Lewis started it because I was on so much medications, the pain was so bad. They hadn't found the right, what worked for me for the nerve damage and everything. So yeah, I need to do that. And that helps me. It shows that I'm being held, I'm accountable. And I go, you know, I have to see that pain doctor and I show them that journal and I show them my medications. Yeah. I'm not messing around. Yeah.
Grammy does the same thing with her diabetes. She keeps a journal on how much and when she takes her insulin. Jay Baby said that she had exes that would steal her pain medicine so she couldn't have any on hand. Oh, that's a butt whooping right there.
Yeah.
Major butt whooping right there. Mm-hmm. And then Flying Ham says most of the time people come over to his house with guns and the guns come out. They bring their own. Yeah. Yeah, that's my kind of visit right there. Yeah. There's a lot of value in keeping journals, you know, and that's one of them. Medication's one of them. And actually, you and Grammy are the only two that I've ever known, you know, personally that keep a journal on the medicines they take. And I think it's a real wise thing because like with the insulin, you know, Grammy, she changes the amount she takes based on what she's eating. I mean, now if she eats nothing but like proteins, you know, a lot of meat and that kind of stuff, then she doesn't quite take as much. I think, I'm not sure. I might have that might backwards. But if she takes a lot of carbs, then she takes a little bit more, you know, because she has to adjust her insulin according to what her intake is. And so, yeah, she keeps a journal so she could look and see when did I. And it's really funny because I'll go with her when she goes to the doctor and the doctor will say, well, when was the last time you took your shot? Bam, she'll tell him. Last shot I took was like 11:45, and you know, I mean, she's got it all down. So, yeah, journals, journals are good things. Yeah,
no, yeah. It really is because if something was to happen to you, it's there.
Yeah,
I mean, at least
exactly.
if you know she has it. You know, it's there. You could take it to the doctors, you know, the hospital, wherever. You know.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was working on this job and we were painting the trim on this building and they had their lights were on, but it was those, the lights with the tubes, the tube lights, you know, I forgot what they're called. It's got away from me. You know, it's all they shape the tubes in letters and all this and that, and they turn on the switch and it's all lit up and all that stuff. Anyway, it was all lit up and I'm painting neon. Thanks, Tuttle. Neon lights. Had all these neon lights going, and I'm painting around them, and I hit some wires. I hit some live wires. And, I mean, it knocked me on my butt, and it knocked me out is what happened. And, I mean, it was such a large jolt. And so they take me to the doctors. They check me out. And they gave me some medicine there. And then they handed me some pills and said, make sure you take these. And all I remember them saying is, when you get home, take these. And blah, 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 blah. I don't remember what they said.
Yeah.
And so I got home and I told my wife at the time, I said, hey, I need to take these pills. And I took these pills. And next thing I know, it's like my eyes are rolling back in my head and I'm out. I'm gone. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, I passed out, and she was scared, but we were so young. I think we were like 18, 19 years old. We didn't know anything, you know, we didn't know anything about stuff. And so she just let me, and luckily I came out of it, but I could have OD'd on that, you know, because I wasn't paying attention. So yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful in that stuff.
Yeah, you really do.
Story of a lady who got married, very loved her husband. They were just, you know, just having a great marriage, and life was going on grand. And, you know, 11, 13 months later, she walked into a room, and there he was laying on the ground, and he had passed. He passed away, and they did an autopsy on him, and it was an accidental overdose. And I can see how that happens, because you lose track of what you take.
Exactly.
So, you know, you got to protect yourself. Take keep a journal. If you're taking stuff like that, if you take stuff like that, and it's that, and it's that potent in that, keep a journal. So, you know, hey, when was the last time I took this? You know, look in the journal in that. Yeah.
And whatever you're taking it for, typically it's, for my instance, for pain. And if I stay too long, I'm in pain. If I stand too long, I'm in pain. So I'm in pain either way. But if I don't move, if I choose not to move and be stationary and sit and cry and whoa, woe is me, it gets worse. So however hard it hurts, try to move, because that does actually help with the pain. It does. Yeah. It really does help.
Yeah, and J-Baby right there. And don't mix that stuff with alcohol. And they tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you that. Don't drink alcohol with those pain medicines. I mean, just don't. Just don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because that stuff will kill you. I was talking to a dentist of all people. And he was doing a study on, you know, on what's going on with, you know, with, you know, pain medicines and that kind of stuff. And, you know, when you have experienced the thing of high, being high on that, he goes, what is that? What is that? And I go, I don't know. I guess you just, you know, it's a good feeling. He goes, is it really a good feeling, or is it a warning sign? And he goes, yeah, I've been doing this study. And, and so, he says, so he went back and he says, in the Renaissance days and that, they used to do for medicine, they would bleed you. You'd have whatever's ailing you, they would bleed you. They'd take and cut you, and you'd be sitting there bleeding to death, you know, draining blood out of you. And then he says, and the people would get to the state of euphoria. You know, they just, oh yeah, this feels so good. This is great. I feel good. He says they're getting high is what they're doing. And he says, and it got to the point where people would just, they wouldn't let him stop the bleeding. No, don't stop. Don't stop. This feels so good. I want to keep going. And he goes, and you know what happened to him? I go, no, what? He goes, they died. I go, yeah. God. He goes, yeah, because they bled it. They died. He goes, so getting high is our body warning us that if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to die.
Yeah.
And now think about that, though. And now think about that. I mean, what the things that make us high, you know, that give us that mental state, you know, that physical mental state, the things that do that are, if you do it in excess, you're going to die. I mean, alcohol, let's just use alcohol. If you do it, you drink and drink and drink and keep drinking until you pass out, you can have alcohol poisoning and die.
Well, that just happened with Lewis's friend. We went to his funeral, what, 2 months ago? Because he had an alcohol problem and he drank himself to death. And his family found him 3 days later when he, you know, wasn't answering his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. And he's young. So sad. Yeah. It's so sad.
So, you know, you just got to be careful. You got to be careful and take care of yourselves. If you don't take care of yourselves, no one's going
to
take care of you.
If you need somebody to talk to, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of people that really do care and are willing to help.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Toggles. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
Oh, you have a fish in your hands now.
Coming in good. Yeah, big giant carp.
Carp.
Oh, carp head. Yes.
So I got to tell you. Go ahead.
I was just going to give a quick little story about the time that I had an accidental overdose on Tylenol.
Oh, geez.
I was about 19. I had my wisdom teeth all removed, and they gave me a bottle of Tylenol 3s with codeine.
Yep.
Yeah. And I had to take two every 6 hours or something like that. So I would take my two, and I fell asleep. I woke up. I thought it was like 3 or 4 or 5 hours later, so that I would take two more. And then I thought I'd fall asleep. I ended up taking half a bottle of Tylenol.
Uh-huh. Are you there?
Sorry, my phone rang.
Okay.
Within a span of a couple hours, because when I fell asleep, I thought I was sleeping for like at least 4 hours, but I was only sleeping for 15 to 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up and I was in pain, and I thought I slept for so many hours and it was only a short time, so I would just take more and more and more. I ended up passing out on the couch in my living room, and my grandmother had to try to like shake me to bring me up. And I just remember coming back and being like super cold and shaky, and my whole body wouldn't stop twitching and stuff. Yeah. You just got to be really careful with prescription medicines, not to take too many of them.
You do.
Yeah. You just got to control yourself and that kind of stuff. You know, another thing I learned about prescription medicines is sometimes you don't have to take the entire thing that they give you. I mean, like you need to take 500 milligrams of this.
Exactly.
Take half of it and see if that doesn't work. And if that works, don't take 500 milligrams. Just take 200, you know, because
that was the one and only time in my life I've ever taken Tylenol 3s with codeine. I never did it before and I never did it again.
Yeah.
I think it's a tooth thing too. I think I remember having that also when I had something with my mouth.
Yeah.
Tylenol with codeine 3. Not for a long time.
Yeah, I stay away from that stuff.
Thanks, guys. It was just a lot to text.
No problem, Tuttles. Thank you.
Thanks, Tuttle. Yeah, I've noticed, I noticed, like, you know, you and Tuttles, you got good gardening conversations going on in the messaging part of our podcasting, you know, over there on Facebook, you know, and you got all these nice conversations going on with everybody, you know, they're messaging you and you're talking back to them. And I'm thinking, I don't get any messages. And then I look and I say, oh, look, I got a message. And I look and it's somebody going, hi, handsome.
I know. You mean I hadn't deleted them yet?
No, you did delete it. And then, but when I went to pull it up, it was like, message gone. And it's like, oh. All I get is the girls looking for a sugar daddy.
I know. Yeah, in the last one, she looked like she was probably 12 or 13. Literally, I was like, what? And, you know, and then you can't message him because I always want to message them and say, what do you want with my dad? Just to see what they would say. But you have to accept them as a friend and all this stuff. And I'm like, he told me to block them. I'm just blocking them. So
yeah. Yes, you did, Jay Baby. Hi, and Max. I appreciate it. I finally got someone sending me stuff. Yeah.
What? You poor baby.
What? Yeah. Pedophile, you'll need to change your name, man. You need to change your name.
Yeah. It's there.
You're
for
a follower.
Reason.
You're a follower, and I tell you that in kindness. Change your name, man. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't even want
to. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. There you go. Hi, handsome. I know, I get those all the time. It's like, give me a break.
Hey, big guy. Yeah. Hi. It's like, oh my gosh, really?
Sometimes
I'll Fifi.
Sometimes I reply back to him and I say, I ain't got no money. You know, it's like, just literally leave me alone. Leave me alone. That's funny stuff right there. Funny stuff. Hey,
just
so
the guy's name off the screen.
Yeah. Hey, so I want to thank everybody because today is the last day of August. So when I did the Friday stats, you know, the month end stats, we actually had another day to go. Another couple of days to go. So anyway, And so I just want to thank everybody because we have had our second consecutive month of over 4,000 downloads. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. That's a big deal. And that's our third month of over 4,000 downloads. 4,000 downloads. Man. And we're just, gosh,
welcome,
what are
who
we?
Cares?
We're,
thanks for changing your
we're,
name.
We're homing in on 1,800 followers, too. I think we've got about somewhere in the 30s. We need about about 35 more followers, and then we're...
That's awesome.
Then we got 1,800 followers, yeah. So thank Woo-hoo. You, everybody. Thank you
thank
for all your
you.
Support.
That's
getting,
crazy.
Getting our name out there, people popping in and doing yeah. that. Yeah.
Oh, he changed his name. What you talk about, Willis? Somebody wants attention. Come on in.
Oh no, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I think that's funny. Hey, guy's got a follower. Yeah, he's following two people. What you talking about, Willis? I like that one too. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, I don't mind people being creative. I mean, being creative yeah. with your names is fine, but just don't, you know, don't be rude and crude with them. I mean, that's it. I mean. You know, I'm sure that I've said goodbye to some, you know, to some people because of their names, and they're probably pretty nice people. But come on, I mean, when we said that to somebody, and they did change their name, they did. They took it to heart and changed it. So that was good. Mm-hmm. That was good stuff. Good stuff. Life is good. Life is grand. We got to keep moving mm-hmm. forward, having laughs. You got to live life one laugh at a time. That's what we got to do. Yeah.
One booger at a time.
Booker at a time. Oh, please. I should have never told you that. I was trying to gross you out, and you ended up grossing me out instead.
I know. Could you believe it?
Oh, man. Pretty good at doing that. Pretty good at doing that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's happened. I don't know. It seems like we just the booger report. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
You had to have seen it, Chunk. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, no. Don't. Oh.
Just imagine. Little kids. Yeah, they're gross.
Well, I think it's this time right here. I think it's time for this. Right here.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Rock.
Nine, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, what does he say? What does he say here? I really wish people would stop using the annoying sound effects. It's annoying and much louder than they are. Really? I can't.
Who cares?
This sound, yeah, who cares? Who cares?
Well, and you know, and if they're asking who cares, I would respond to that question. Apparently, they do.
Yeah. Well, it's, he does have a legitimate. He does have a legitimate thing there because sometimes when I go back and I listen to the show, it's like, yeah, they are loud. They are loud, and they're louder than you know than what we're talking. And
well, Podbean doesn't offer a volume to control it.
Well, they have a volume control, but. I don't know what all that control will do. Will it control everything? I have no idea. So I just let it go. Eh, you know, who cares?
Exactly. Who cares?
Did that intro for Dina Joe's thing come off too loud? I mean,
sound good to me.
Yeah. None of us were talking, so.
And I worked way too hard on. I worked way too hard on that to not play.
Right,
I'll tell you
everybody
that right
knows.
Now.
No buttons in here, old man.
Okay, Dina Jo, you ready?
All right, so we're going to start
with
the year of 1963, August 31st. The girl trio Angels started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with "My Boyfriend's Back." The inspiration of the song came from co-writer Bob Feldman, who overheard a conversation between a high school girl and a boy when she was telling him off. So here you go. Here is the Angels with "My Boyfriend's Back."
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night.
And bothered me.
And I wouldn't go out with you.
Uh-uh.
You said things that weren't very nice.
The Angels. My boyfriend's back. I wish Mr. Key was back in the chat, because when I worked like at a place for 12 years with his dad, and we're very good friends in that. And we used to sing that to each other, you know, because his name's Richard. And I, you know, he'd be doing something and I go, Richard's back and there's going to be trouble. Hey, I don't know. We just sing that all the time.
You are a goof.
I know. Carry on.
Carry on. Carry on to the year of 1963 with the Ronettes. They first entered the U.S. singles charts with Be My Baby, the girls group, only 10 top 10 hit. The song was ranked 22 by Rolling Stones in the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time and described as the Rosetta Stone for studio pioneers such as the Beatles and Brian Wilson. Here is the Ronettes with Be My Baby.
The Ronettes with Veronica.
Yes.
Be My Baby. The Ronettes. With Veronica.
Yeah.
It's funny, the picture on this album, Veronica's got a big head of hair, boy. I mean, it's a
big bonnet, man. It's huge. A
big bonnet.
It is.
The big bonnet.
They all had, but they made sure hers was big. She had to stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll move on to the year of 1974. When the final Partridge Family episode airs on ABC. It first aired in September of 1970, so it was on for 4 years. The family, who's loosely based on a real-life musical family, the Cowsills, a popular band in the 60s and the 70s. The widowed mom of five leaves her bank teller job to sing in the kids' band managed by Mr. Kincaid. Here is the Partridge Family with Come On, Get Happy!
Which, by the way, is the theme song of the show.
Yes.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
And the lady who played Mrs. Partridge, I can't remember, Shirley Jones?
Yes, Shirley Jones.
That is her son singing this song, David Cassidy.
Stepson, I believe.
I don't know about that, but you could be right, Eric. All I know is
because she was married to his father.
Ted Cassidy, yeah.
And I know, and he passed away 4 years ago. Hey, Mike. Hey, Pod, big guest.
I didn't know that.
And I think his other most famous song is that song, I Think I Love You.
Yep, and that's also from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They would sing at the end of the show.
And then a young Danny Bonaducci was in that show, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, he was.
Yep.
And he was just as obnoxious then. The Partridge Family featuring David Cassidy. Come on, get happy. That was kind of a fun show. That was kind of a fun show.
Oh, yeah. I watched them. I made sure it was
They cruised around in that big old bus. You know, they had a bus. They had a big old hippie type bus. Yeah. Yeah.
Booking them. Yeah.
Good show.
All right, so the year of 1985 with Dire Straits, their album Brother in Arms started a 9-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts. The album also topped the charts in 25 other countries and went on to sell 30 million copies worldwide. Here is Dire Straits with Money for Nothing.
A classic song and a classic video.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear this song, I right away think of MTV.
Yep.
This guy just had a birthday. The guitar player here. He just had a birthday. I think he turned 70. Oh, yeah. That is a classic right there, that guitar part.
Money for nothing.
Huh. Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Yeah, like I said, he just turned, I think he just turned 70 this past week. And I saw a couple of videos of him, you know, they were talking to him and, you know, he's old. He's an old guy now. He's there and they're talking to him about guitar playing because he's a great guitarist. And they saying, you know, what about, you know, what's your favorite guitar part? And, you know, he with this and that are going on. And he goes, oh, you mean this? And he started playing that. Sounds just as good today as it does on the record. I can't remember
good,
his name.
Because he probably continues to practice and that's what it's all about.
Oh, and it's one of the most highly requested songs when he's out playing.
Oh, I'm sure. You
know, yeah. I can't remember his name. But he looks good. Looks good for 70. Okay.
That's awesome. On, all right. We'll move on to the year of 1987 with Fleetwood Mac released the song Little Lies from their 14th studio album, Tango in the Night. The single reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 5 in the UK. Little Lies was written by Christine McVie and then her husband, Eddie Quintal, and sung primarily by McVie. Is that her name? McVie? Christine McVie?
Yeah.
And brief solo passages by Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. Just brief. It's primarily sung by her. They wanted to make sure it said that. Here's Fleetwood Mac with Little Lies. Oh, I remember this song.
That's a good song.
Yeah, I remember.
Must be those the other girls doing the background vocals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Little Lies, Fleetwood Mac. That's a good song.
It is. And then we will move on to the year of 1991 with Metallica. Started a 4-week run at number 1 on the U.S. album chart with Metallica, their 5th studio album. The album featured Enter Sandman, Sad But True, The Unforgiven, and Nothing Else Matters, went on to sell over 10 million copies in the U.S. alone. The album is commonly referred to as the Black Album because of its packaging design. Here's Metallica with Enter Sandman. Hi, Pete. Hi,
I got to tell you, I love the intro to this song. So if you don't mind, I'm going to crank it up a little bit.
Who cares?
Who cares? And now, coming to the stage. I should change this and make this the intro for our show.
Oh my, I never heard it before.
Welcome. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. Hit that follow button if you're new to the show. This is, it sounds like an intro music, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they ever sing.
Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Hi, Dolphin. Welcome.
Nice to have you. You're new here. Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Yes.
You know, we had a Metallica night, remember?
No.
We had a Metallica night, remember?
Oh, yes. It was a heavy metal night.
Yeah. And that was the first time I ever really heard.
Hi, Shonda.
That's the last time I ever really heard Metallica. And yeah, I liked their music. That was good stuff.
I can't remember who you played with them. Yeah, it was a headbanger night.
Yeah.
And lastly, we're going to end in the year 2015 with Van Morrison. On his 70th birthday, he plays two shows on Cypress Avenue in Belfast, inspired for his song, Cypress Avenue. Morrison grew up in the humble home on Hyderford Street and would often spend time a few blocks away on the upscale Cypress Avenue, where he would wander and think. The song is nostalgic. Look at his time at that time when he was growing up, remembering the awe of the mansions and wondering if he could ever live in a place like that. So here is Van Morrison with Cypress Avenue. I guess it's always a song he closes his concerts with, too.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
Whoa.
Well, I'm caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue.
I really like him.
Caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue.
That's Van Morrison with Cypress Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good job, Dina Jo. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Sorry, I was like hot Mr. Taco over everything today.
No, you're fine.
Oh, man.
Just a blabbermouth. Jeez.
Oh, my word.
Who cares?
Who cares?
You know, it's funny. I think Who Cares has been around for quite a while, because I vaguely remember doing a Dreadnought 928 with my son, you know, over 18, 19 months ago. And he came in the show and we kept going, who cares? Who cares?
Oh.
Hey, we're just making fun. We're just having fun. We're glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, though, I love that music, though. I love that. Yeah, good job. Mm-hmm. That's fun. The Day in Music History.
So, who do you think? I just said, have guitar gods, the 30 most influential lead guitarists of all time. Who do you think is it? Should be in there.
Man, you know, that is such a hard, hard
Hi,
list.
Hi, Blue. Welcome.
I mean, that is just such a hard list to come up with, because whenever I name a couple and then somebody will name somebody and I'll go, oh, yeah, them. Yeah, it is so hard. It is so hard to name, you know, like right off the top of my head, Eddie Van Halen. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
he was
he's
in the
up there.
That was the first one.
And then you got Eric Clapton. You got Stevie Ray Vaughan. And then you got the people that I don't know their names, like the guitar player for Queen. The guy's a great guitarist.
Yeah,
and then you got the guitar player for
Ritchie Blackmore. Who's he? Oh no, he's Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones. And then you got the guitar player for the group out of Canada. I'm drawing a blank on their name. Giddy is the bass player. Oh man,
Rush.
Yeah, the Rush guitar player.
Rush.
There are so many good.
Spring,
you got
Jones. Welcome, Ted.
And you
Nugent.
Got the guy from.
I remember my Ted Nugent poster when I was growing up. On my
oh
wall.
Yeah, you got Ted Nugent. You got Carlos Santana. I mean, there are just the list just goes on, and you know these people that try to put them
Jeff Beck.
Yeah, the people that try to put it in order, like the top 10, boy.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you rate that, you know?
Eric Clapton, Lita Ford.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we, you know, we totally forget about people like Lita Ford,
mm-hmm.
you know. totally Jimmy forget Page, about her.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin.
David Gilmour is Pink Floyd.
And then you got Jimi Hendrix. You know, there's just so many. There's so many.
And then they go back to Buddy Guy and who was this other one here? Oh, there he is. No, that's a toilet. We don't need that. Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you got the people that's the people that were at the very beginning of things, you know.
Yeah.
And then if you break it and say rock and roll guitarists, and then you break it into blues guitarists, you know, you can have two different groups. But really, a lot of those guys are crossover guitar players, you know. And who's the guy from? I can't remember his name or the band now. I'm just drawing it. See, this is what happens to me when I start talking about who do I think, you know, the greatest guitar players. My brain just gets all scrambled because there's so many. There's so many of them, you know. And then you can't leave Billy Gibbons out from ZZ Top. You know, you can't leave him out. Yeah. You know, there's just so many out there.
B.B.
You know?
King.
And you got the guy from,
Brian May John is Bo- the guitarist from Queen.
Yeah, the guy from Bon Jovi.
Jimmy Page.
There's Ronnie just Race. So many. So do you have a list there? Do you have a list?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I'm looking at.
Okay, so what do they say? Slide. Give me what do you have? Like, do you have 10?
Let's see. Tommy Lomi, 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 Lomi. Mm-hmm. He's Black Sabbath.
Yes.
Then we have B.B. King.
Yep.
Brian May of Queen. Joni Mitchell, they have on there.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, Bonnie Raitt's one of the best. Bonnie Raitt is one of the best slide guitar players around. Mm-hmm. She can play. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Randy Rhoads. Let's see. Keith Richards, they have. Carlos Santana.
Yep.
Slash.
Slash is one of the ones I couldn't think of his name. Slash, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Rock and roll arguably has numerous godfathers, but it only has one godmother, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Tharpe. Raised in a family of gospel singers, the Tharpe was deemed a musical prodigy in 1919. So I've never heard of her. Let's see. Pete Townsend. Eddie Van Halen, of course. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Jack White of the White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
Nancy Wilson. The Wilson sisters.
And then, that's leaving out a whole bunch of guitar players from the country side of things. Mm-hmm. Like old guitar players, like Glenn Campbell, he was a fantastic guitarist. Roy Clark, another fantastic guitar player.
In the beginning, they had a few on here.
Chet Atkins, one of the best guitarists around.
Yep,
you know?
Chet Atkins, he's number three.
You know,
Dwayne Allman is number two that they have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but where's number one?
Might take me some time to put a list together, but I should do.
Hey, Lauren. Welcome.
The greatest rock and roll players list and do a playlist like that and have that for a Friday night music show.
There you go.
Just great guitar players. I should do that. That would take, like I said, that would take some time to put together. Yeah. But whose list am I going to use? You know? I'd have to sit down, think about it, and come up with my own list of, and not put a number on them. Not saying this is the best, you know, this is the best, this is number 10, 9. Not put an order to it. Just say, these are who I think are the best guitar players around. Yeah.
Exactly.
And do that and come up with a playlist. Yeah.
Hi, Romeo.
I would need about somewhere between 30 and 40 songs to make a complete night, you know. But I would include it all. I would have blues players, country players, rock and roll. You know, I'd have them all in there because there's so many fantastic guitar players. You know, my biggest influence when I was a kid growing and learning how to play the guitar, my biggest influence was Chet Atkins. You know, the old country guy, Chet Atkins. And I remember my mom had bought me an album of Chet Atkins playing the guitar, because that's all he did was guitar music, instrumentals. And on one side of it was all his, you know, his country stuff that he did. And if you flipped it over, classical music. Chet Atkins playing classical music on the guitar. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And in me saying that right there, it makes me think of another guitar player, Stephen Vai. Stephen Vai. I can't remember the group he played in.
You're welcome. Hi, Nick. Welcome.
But you can see him in the movie Crossroads. And that's about, you know, some kid that or some old man sells his soul to the devil. And this protege of his, a guitar player, is going to go battle the devil for the guy's soul. And he plays against the devil's guitar player. And that player is played by Stephen Vai. Jack Butler. Jack Butler's his name in the movie. And so I got introduced to Stephen Vai then in that movie. And the guy is a fantastic guitar player. Unbelievable. And talk about playing classical music on guitar.
Stephen Vai. He was in Frank Zappa's band.
Huh?
He was in Frank Zappa's band.
Was he?
Yeah. Huh. He joined Frank Zappa's band from 1980 to 83.
And another fantastic guitar player is that Dave Navarro. He's from the Tattoo Show, Master Tattoo or whatever it is. He's got Master Ink. He's got a tattoo show on that they do. They judge tattoo artists and all this and that. He's an incredible guitar player, Dave Navarro. And I always wondered, why is he on the Tattoo Show? Does he do tattoos? No, he don't do tattoos, but he's got a ton of them. And so, you know, and Dave Navarro, and I watched a show on him once, and not only is he such a, is he a fantastic guitar player, but he has music theory down. He understands the mechanics and the mathematics of music theory. He can break it down and talk to you like that, read music and all this and that. And he had a TV show out where he'd bring in these guitar players and they would talk about playing guitar and talk about the theory.
Hi, Jared.
And all this and that, you know, and he'd get down into the mud with it. I mean, it's just very informational, just a great show. And he's talking to this one rock and roll guitar player. I can't remember who his name is. And he's saying, you know, I really like how you do this part in this one song. And he starts playing it. Dave Navarro does. And I like how you drop the fifth and add the seventh and go into the diminished and all that. And the guy's, I mean, he's just talking all this music theory to the guy. And the guy's there looking at him with a blank look on his face. He goes, and Dave goes, so how is it that you come up with that? How did you do that? And he looks at him and he goes, man, I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is I just play. And it was hilarious. It was hilarious. Yeah. See, that's what I mean about there's just so many guitar players out there. Now, keep this in mind, though. Keep this in mind. All the ones we've named and all the great guitar players that are coming to your mind, you know, all the great, wonderful artists out there, the talented people that are out there, they are like a dime a dozen, because you take a population of just the United States, you know, take our population, you know, we're closing in on, you know, 335 million people. Do you realize how many guitarists are out there that nobody knows about that are as good as these guys, if not a little better? Yeah. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And the same thing can be said with anything out there, any kind of sports, any kind of art, you know, singing, instrument playing, artists, drawing, and all that. Just the wealth of talent that's out there that no one knows about. Unbelievable. I had a friend of mine that she was a radiographer at the Titanium Foundry that I was the quality manager at. Just a little thing, making x-rays of castings. And she sang country music. She was probably still does. probably still does. Norma Jean was her name. Even had a country name, Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, okay.
And she was trying to break into the industry. You know, me and Grammy actually paid for studio time for her, you know, to help her get demos done and put out there. I don't know whatever happened to her, lost contact with her. But I'll tell you what, this girl was as good in country singing as any artist out there, if not better than most that are selling records. And that's when it just blew my mind. Wow. How, what is it like that? My own son, Rich, the guy can sing. He can sing. And when he was in his prime, unbelievable vocalist. And I asked him once, I said, are you going to try to sing professional? Are you going to break into that? And he looks at me and goes, Dad, really? People like me are a dime a dozen out there. You know, he goes, you've got to be singing in the right place at the right time in front of the right people to even get recognized. And so, you know, and it made sense. It made total sense to me. So, yeah, you'd be surprised out there. So you got a family member, you don't know anything about them, you know, and all of a sudden company goes, hey, you got a guitar? Yeah, I play guitar. Really? Let me hear you. Let them play. You never know who's out there. You never know who's out there. Yeah. Yeah, that's why music is so fun. I get excited about music. I love music. You know, I just do. And yeah, so I'm going to have to do that. You can pop on Classic Girl Jane's Addiction. And the first minute is him on the guitar. Oh, Dave Navarro?
Yeah, Jane's Addiction, yeah.
Yeah, I love me some talented. And you know what's – this is what's nice about social media as far as things like TikTok, Instagram, you know, YouTube. You can find all these people out there that are fantastic guitar players in that. And they're, you know, they're posting videos. They're posting videos of them playing and all this and that. Never heard of them before. You know, but they're posting their music out there. They're trying to get recognized. They're trying to get discovered. And there are some fantastic guitarists out there. Unbelievable. Unbelievably talented mm-hmm. people out there. And, you know, like I said, a dime a dozen, you know, they're just out there. But the key is you got to just enjoy your music. Enjoy the music. If you get wrapped up into a thing I want to be discovered, I want to do this and that. Well, you know, the odds of that happening are really, really far. You know, that's hard to do. Just enjoy your music. Mm-hmm. Don't stop making your music. Keep making your music. Enjoy your music and just have a blast. Just have a blast making music because that's just where it's all at.
Because if it becomes a chore, then it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah, if you try to wrap yourself up in trying to be discovered and be in the next Eddie Van Halen, you're going to be sadly disappointed, I think. You know, it's just enjoy your music and don't stop playing. Don't stop playing. Keep playing. I remember these old guys. There was this video. This old guy goes into a music store. And they're filming him. They're videotaping him. And they go, yeah, this guy comes into the store every week. He comes in. He's just an old guy. And we never knew who he was. But he'd come in. He'd pick out a guitar. And he'd sit down and he'd start playing. And so they're filming him playing. That guy's incredible. Well, who is this guy? You know, he's playing. And he just comes in. He plays for a while. And then he puts the guitar back, wipes it off, puts it back, tells him thank you, and leaves. And they're like, what is this guy? So they finally stopped and they talked to him. And I can't for the life of me remember his name. But they talked to him. They got his name. They looked him up. He was from like one of the best guitarists around in his day. He's just a little old, like 80, 90-year-old guy coming in now, you know. And they were just like blown away. Oh, my God, you know, that's so-and-so. I can't believe it. Yeah. Yeah, there are people.
Agree, Black Dragon Radio, 100%.
I would say that
if you're able to do something that you enjoy every day of your life, you know, you don't have to be some famous big thing, but if you enjoy it, can you imagine going to work every day and being so happy because you love your job and you're able to be there and just I was never taught to look that growing up. I was taught you get a job, you do this, blah, 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 you know, bam, bam, bam. Never try to do something you enjoy, because that's what matters in life is your happiness and being able to enjoy life.
I tell you, Rich, my son, I'm telling you, you know, every job he ever had, you could tell where he was working, because you'd come walking up to the place he's, and he's in the back singing. He's singing. He'd never let anything stop him from singing. And he's just there singing, just singing. And yeah, you know, that's just how it is. You know, if you got something you love, just do it. And that goes for like artists. I mean, people that can draw. People that can draw portraits and that, don't ever stop. You know, if you're sitting at work and you're working a 9-to-5 job and, you know, you're making money, you're paying bills, but your love and your heart is drawing people, man, you got an office full of people there you can just sketch and just start sketching.
Hey, Rich. Hey, Mr.
Rich,
T.
Rich, you just walked in and there missed the T, both of them. Hi, there, welcome, guys.
Know, and there you are. You can just sit there and sketch people, you know. Mm-hmm. If that's your thing, do it, you know. And to this day,
thank you,
Rich will just break out and singing and going and just singing. That's just because that's just the way. I mean, if you've got the talent and you got the art, don't let that die because your goal of being, you know, American Idol or the next country star, don't let that stuff kill your art. Keep your art alive. That's why I'm always telling people, I'll comment on people that I'm looking at. They're playing the guitar. They're singing. The one thing I always tell them when I'm done talking to them is say, keep the music alive. Mm-hmm. Keep your art alive. Don't let that fire go out that's burning inside you. You know, if you're a sculptor, if you like working with clay and you make clay stuff, you know. Don't let it stop. Don't let that fire go out. Keep that fire burning by doing that stuff, you know. Keep your art alive. It's not only just a talent, but it's who you are. You know, it's a blessing in disguise. It's who you are. It's part of you. Keep that stuff alive. And that's what you ought to do. That's what you need to do. You know, if you're a magician and you like doing magic, don't stop doing magic tricks. I mean, keep that going.
Hi, Crazy Town.
Keep that little talent going. Keep that art going, you know, because that's what keeps you alive, you know, and it's entertaining to other people too. You know, it's entertaining to other people. Just keep, don't let that part of your life die. Just keep it going. Keep that fire lit and keep it fueled and let it keep burning. I mean, let it just keep burning. If you're a writer, if you like to write things, you like writing poems and that, I'll never be published. Who cares? Just keep writing, you know. Anything that connects you with other people, that's it, Rich. Yeah, right there. Just keep doing what you love to do. Don't let it go. Don't let that fire burn out. You know, just keep it going. I can't stress that enough. You know, I just can't stress that enough. You know, crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it real quick because it's too long to put in the chat. He's doing okay. He has very bad gas, and I think it's either from the cheese or the pain medicine that's going on.
Like owner, like pet, I guess.
Yeah, right. And so he's limping a little bit, but it was just so irritating, Crazy Town. They didn't even really examine him because he was so anxious. They did a Zoom call with us. It was irritating, but he's home. He's on pain medicine, and I'm just watching him to make sure, you know, to try to figure it out.
Dina Jo, did you look in between his little paw pads?
Yes, I did. I did. Yeah. He finally let me go and do it today. He finally let me up in it. You know, yesterday I couldn't. He wouldn't let me touch it. But today I was able to go up and see if there was anything in there. Yeah.
Kind of makes me wonder if maybe he stepped on something that jabbed him, or he got bit by something.
I don't know. I'm just keep watching him. He, you know, you see him when he plays with his frisbee, he gets all fancy. He jumps in the air and he twists around and does this little fancy thing. So I don't know, but Yeah, he never landed and whimpered or anything. It just kind of like, why are you limping? So
I don't know. Yeah, see, Mr. T's thinking like me, a bug bite or something.
Yeah, a wasp, something. I don't know.
Hey, Dina Jo, let me ask you a question.
Yes. What?
Now you have to wait till the end, okay?
Oh God.
Would you rather eat only mayonnaise for the rest of your life or sweat mayonnaise for the rest of your life? Well,
oh my gosh. Oh dear Lord. I don't know. Either way, I'd be barfing.
All right, here you go. Would you rather have Dorito dust on your fingers for the rest of your life or have Dorito breath for the rest of your life?
Dorito breath.
You'd rather have the Dorito breath?
Yeah. Dorito breath.
I'll
be breathing on you.
Oh, see, now you would be mean if you.
Either way, I'd be getting you. I'd be getting you with my phalanges that are nice and orange, or I'd be getting you with my bad breath.
Mm-hmm. It's like I can't stand it when Grammy goes to bed and she'll say, "You gonna give me a kiss goodnight?" And she's got Dorito breath. It's like, oh, get away from me. And then she goes, come here, big boy. Give me a kiss.
Well, you're full of boogers. What are you talking about? So give her a break. Give her a break.
He chases me around the house with Frito breath.
Mocha boy and Frito girl.
Oh,
corn nuts. Yeah, I would have to agree.
Oh, corn nuts. Oh, geez.
Yeah, they do kind of give you, if they don't break your teeth.
The thing is, I hated the smell of corn nuts, you know, and Mr. T's dad loved them. And when we were working at U.S. Motors and he'd eat them, I was like, God, Rich, get away from me with those. Oh, come on, Merc, you need to try these. I made the mistake of trying them. They are delicious. Corn nuts are the bomb. Oh, and I mean, I just love to eat them, but I can't stand the smell after you eat them. Yeah, corn nuts are good, you know. So that's what I should do. When Grammy's I should go buy me some corn nuts. And then when Grammy's munching down on those Fritos and that, I'll munch down on the corn nuts. And then we'll see.
Child.
Then we'll see who's smooching who.
You're out of control.
Oh, man. Oh, here's this thing on sneezing. Would you rather disappear for a second every time you sneeze or spontaneously inflate every time you cough? I'd want to disappear.
I'd want to disappear. What are you going to be like? You'll be like the little blueberry girl floating up in the air? What?
I don't know.
You inflate? I'd rather disappear.
I'm just asking the questions.
I'm just asking quick, curious questions about your silly question. Come on now.
I think that disappearing would be excellent.
Yeah.
You sneeze and you're gone. Then you come back.
I'd be trying to sneeze all the time. Wait a minute, I didn't hear that. Let me hit but you couldn't sneak up on anybody because you'd be constantly it could be a secret.
Okay, here's another sneeze and cough one. Would you rather 50 butterflies instantly appear from nowhere every time you sneeze or one very angry squirrel appear from nowhere every time you cough?
Well, 50 beautiful butterflies, I'd be like, oh, I don't want no angry squirrel.
I don't know. I think that squirrel would be awesome.
Are you kidding me? Welcome, BB.
I don't know. You got a cool squirrel in your yard.
He's an irritator. He's not
cool. Oh, man. When I saw him attack Billy and just mock Billy, I thought that was great.
He was being a jerk.
A jerk. You little jerk. Get out of here. Yeah, I gotta admit, he was a little jerk to Billy.
Yeah.
Because he knew Billy couldn't jump up that tree and get it.
Antagonistic. Yeah. Oh,
man. Oh, man. Steve would go nuts with all the butterflies. Yeah. Yeah. All those butterflies flying around. Man, oh, man. Jeez. Well, you know what that means. The butterflies are here. It's time to leave. We're out of here. We're running out of time. Just like that, we're out of time. Man. Hey, Eric, you want to plug some shows while we're getting out of here?
Well, on Podbean Live, you've got Milk Dog. You've got Art of Floundering. And hopefully we can always be on lookout for impromptu shows from the John DeVito Show and Comics Culture. And then 5 p.m. Eastern time today, you've got the latest episode in Boundaries on the Mike Tampa Bay podcast. Hey, and guys. Prime time, you've got the Beans and Weenie Show and the Slightly Serious Show trivia episode. Thanks, Black Adam. I know we're back tomorrow morning as we finally kick off the month of September. And of course, ending the month of August in the top 20 in terms of our lives, you've got Mike Tampa Bay, Big Rich Dog, me and Mr. A, Dina Joe, Tuttles, Rockin' Al, Chris Unplugged, Crazy Kane, and Jess Duck, Q Bella, J Baby, Tron Cat, Lou Rock, Victor, Gina, Tony, Crazy Town, AGFJ, and Scooter.
Nice.
And thank you.
I look forward to doing it again.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for all your support. Again, like I mentioned earlier in the show, this is our second consecutive month of over 4,000 downloads. I just appreciate all the support. And you guys are the best. You guys are the bomb. And we're just a handful of followers away from hitting 1,800 followers. So get out there, tell your friends to tune in, and give us a follow. Yeah. Yeah, we're just having fun. Thanks, everybody. Remember, we're here every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m.
Thank you, Rich.
Pacific time.
Thank you so much.
Friday night we have our music show is at 8 o'clock Pacific time. I haven't determined outside of Kenny. Who is it? Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. Yes. We're going to determine another artist that's going to go with Lenny Kravitz. And Tron Cat, you need to tell us who you want because you wanted Lenny Kravitz, so we're going to give you Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, who do you want to go with Lenny Kravitz? Yeah, Mr. T, he still wants his Coolio.
I tried to do a Coolio, but
J Baby's wanting Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, yeah, that might be a good one. Yeah,
there you go. Start with
Bob Marley,
Kravitz, and end with Marley. Yeah, there you go. We'll see. Bob Marleys in a row. That's what two Bob Marleys in a row. Come on, you got to do Bob Marley.
Did you say I got to do Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like it's going to be Lenny Kravitz and Bob Marley this Friday at 8 p.m. Tune in. Tune in and have fun. That's at 8 o'clock Pacific time. And now, a final word from Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I hope you have a great day and come back and see us tomorrow. I got distracted. Sorry. Thanks for
Shouldn't be text messaging me during the show.
That wasn't supposed to go. I was still going to put other stuff. I don't know why it went.
Don't call me Booger. Don't call me Booger Boy. Dina Joe.
Bye, boy.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming in. Hope you had a great day. Get out there and have a great start to your day. Get out there and have a great day, man. Go after it.
Yeah.
Look for those opportunities. And remember, if you ain't moving forward, you ain't growing. And if you ain't growing, you ain't living. So get out there and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. Challenges. Take those challenges and hit them head on. Our music's done. We're out of here.
Well, and tomorrow's Crazy Town's birthday. Hopefully she'll be here for her birthday song.
You better turn in so we can sing to you. All right, we're out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Later.
Love you. God bless.